This is your Northwest Report for Friday, February 10th. I'm David Sparks, and according to a new Oregon State University analysis, the camelina plant, which shows promise as a biofuel because of the oil contained in its seeds, could become an economically feasible alternative to conventional jet fuel. Jeff Reimer, an economist in the College of Agricultural Sciences and the study's lead author, says that this biofuel works brilliantly. A number of airlines want to buy it. Further, operators of commercial airports, including those in Portland and Seattle, have a strong interest in U.S.-sourced biofuels, either for diversifying their fuel supplies or for perceived environmental reasons, such as reductions in net greenhouse gas emissions. One of the selling points of camelina is that it can be a homegrown source of fuel with very low production costs. Steve Camp is a farmer near La Crosse, Washington, who has discovered camelina.
The plant itself intrigued me when I started raising it. The first year that I put it in the ground, I did pretty much everything wrong, and I still ended up with a really pretty decent crop out of the whole thing, and that impressed me.
Elsewhere, according to MyNorthwest.com, a state of emergency was declared in Whatcom County, Washington, because of snow, wind, and freezing rain. Weather forced school districts to close for the fourth day this week. In Linden, for example, there are 3 to 6 foot snowdrifts that have buried vehicles. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.